is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, a light insight with Ali Sweeney, an environmental engineer turned intuitive. Ali is passionate about spiritual freedom and personal growth. She offers intuitive readings and energy healing as well as meditation training for people seeking balance in their life. She is here to share her unique light so that those around her may shine brighter as well. Please welcome back Ali Sweeney to News for the Soul.
Hello, News for the Soul. I am Ali Sweeney. This is the A Light Insight show. I'm a clairvoyant energy healer and meditation guide. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be with all of you today. When I'm not on the radio, I work with clients to help them feel more empowered in their lives, more like themselves, ready to create the life they choose. And one of the energies that's been coming up a lot for my clients and for me lately is worry. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. I know it's not necessarily a very fun topic, but it does affect our lives in so many ways. And so we're going to talk about a few things. I've tried to become aware of that worry pattern, that spiral that happens, stopping it when it starts. We're going to get curious about who or what is under that worry. Is it grandma? Is it fear? And we'll meditate to let go of any worry that is no longer serving you. And that's actually where we're going to start today. We're going to meditate to go within, to touch that light within ourselves just for a few moments. And I'd love for you to play along. And that's all you really need to bring to this. You don't need to be an expert who's really good at meditating. Just when you're ready, you get to be with you. That's what it's all about. And I want you to start by finding your breath. The pull in, the push out, slow and even, in and out. You can close your eyes if you like, or you can keep them open if you like. But either way, draw your attention within you. Bring your awareness to your body. Notice what's happening in that amazing body of yours. What does it feel like in your body? Notice your toes and your fingertips and all the spaces in between. Now bring your awareness to your emotions. What does it feel like to be you today? What can you name as was part of your experience? Joy? fear, worry? What's going on for you today? And then bring your attention to your thoughts. What keeps popping up for you? And I want you to notice that you're more than your thoughts. There's a watcher here that knows your body, that knows your emotions, that knows your thoughts, and yet isn't them. Notice that part of you that becomes aware of your body, of your emotions, of your thoughts. Now we're going to work with an energy tool called a grounding cord. And to use it, I want you to become aware of your tailbone. It's right at the base of your spine. And I want you to imagine that there's a colored beam of light that connects right to your tailbone. And it's going to grow and extend through whatever you're sitting on, through whatever's under that, through whatever's under that, to the layers of the earth. And you're just going to use your imagination to grow and extend that colored beam of light all the way till it meets the center of the earth and let it connect there. So this connection from your tailbone to the center of the earth is called a grounding cord. And its purpose is to release any energy that isn't serving you. It could be worry or stress or fear, frustration. You can know what it is, or you can just intend that whatever isn't serving your highest good can go right on down to the center of the earth. She can handle it. And now I want you to bring your attention to the center of your head, the space behind your eyes, between your ears. This is your sixth chakra. It's your place of intuition, of knowingness. And it'll naturally open just as you place your attention here, allowing this wisdom within you. And from this space, when you consider worry, what do you notice? Where in your body does worry live? Is it in your head as a carousel of thoughts? What about this? What about that? Does it live in your gut as a foreboding sense of dread? Maybe makes you feel nauseous. Does it make your skin crawl? I know it is uncomfortable to actually sit with your worry, but try it anyway as that curious observer. And then just let yourself imagine that you could bring love and surround that worry. Try imagining an energy of love that comes and surrounds the worry within you. Bring your care and concern to that worry. And give yourself permission to let any worry that isn't serving you to melt away. Notice the space that's available for you and consider being really happy with yourself. Now I want you to imagine that above your head there's a great big golden sun, a great big golden ball. It's filled with your light. And I want you to imagine calling your energy back to you from anywhere you might have left it. And imagine that golden sun getting even bigger. Now, what would you like to experience more of in your life? Freedom, joy, trust, calm. Pick one and write that word on the outside of that sun. And then imagine letting it fill your whole body. So form a hole in the bottom of that sun and let that light flow into the top of your head. It's going to keep flowing and filling into your neck and your shoulders, your arms, to your fingertips. Notice what it feels like as it flows into your torso, filling your heart, your gut, all the amazing organs in your torso, all the cells in your body, through your hips and your legs and your knees, your ankles to your toes, and let it spill out the bottom of your feet, just surrounding you with your light. And take a breath here in this moment. And what do you notice now? Be overwhelmingly happy with yourself. Why not? And consider creating your life from knowing yourself as this lit up, loving space as you. You can stay right here, or you can open your eyes and you can stretch your body. That's the end of the meditation. Really great work. It takes courage to look and to notice and to be present in your life and your body, and you can do it. I'm going to talk a little bit more about worry, but if you want to ask a question live online with me as a clairvoyant energy healer, I want you to call into the show. We're going to have a lot of fun today. 646-595-4274. If you're not comfortable calling in, you can send an email through the News for the Soul website. That number is 646-595-4274. I'm having a blast talking to those who are willing enough to call in. So if that's you today, I hope you'll dial away, and I'll take a look, and I'll tell you what I see. And as always, for these radio shows, I'm going to hold the space of collective healing, that anyone listening, may you feel more like you, the amazing you that you already are and are so excited to become. So let's talk a little bit about worry. Over the last several years, I have seen, received sign after sign after sign that I need to do less. I find this really frustrating because there's so much I want to do. Yet over the years, I've been listening and letting go of more of my commitments. And I can see how life is full in a different way, and it's beautiful. And recently, I got another sign that I was to do even less. And so I did what any self-respecting Virgo would do. I made a list of all the things I do. It was a really interesting exercise that showed me exactly where I'm spending my time. Turns out a lot of it's around food, planning, buying, storing, cooking, cleaning. But I love to eat good food. It was a pretty full list. Yet one thing that never made its way on my list was worry. And I realized letting go of worry would free up a lot of my time and energy. I worry about all kinds of things. When I can't sleep, when I'm waiting for something, I write emails in my head over and over and over, worrying about my response. I worry about my parenting. I worry about money. I worry about radio shows. It's a lot of worry. Most of the things I worry about, I really don't have any control over. If I did, I would do something about it. But instead, I worry. I create scenarios, worst case scenarios, of course. And I can imagine catastrophes with the best of them. And when you spend your day worrying, it really sucks the energy right out of you. I've never met anyone that was glad that they worried. In my experience, the only thing that comes from worry is more worry. And there's an expanding spiral that can create even more worry. I don't think it's possible that worry actively pushes vitality and power away. And it makes room for all these other things like doubt, uncertainty, and fear. And there's an unconscious element to worry. It didn't make my list for a reason. I'm often not aware of my worry. It just happens. I don't sit down and think, okay, now it's time to worry. Let me mark this off the list. I often catch it later when I've been in the spin of it for a while. Sometimes it's a trickle. Sometimes it's a wave. And it is always when I'm not feeling my power, my light, my trust in this universe. But like in the meditation, I want to create a space where you notice your worry, how it feels, and if it is serving you. And create a place where you bring it into your consciousness, where you can love the worrier in you. The worrier is there for a reason. There's something about it that helps you. And until you're done with the pattern, done with this unconscious habit, and ready to step into being you, living your actual life instead of worrying about it. If you create a fight with your worry, you might just think up more things to worry about. And for me, there are a couple kinds of worry. Worry as anticipation of the future, like what if worry, and worry as regret that I will not have done enough. For me, it's a circling energy, one that sticks and rebounds and resounds in my space. What if this happens? What if that happens? And it's sneaky. If I tell myself to stop worrying about one thing, I find myself worrying about a different thing. Whether in anticipation or regret, I'm giving my power of the moment away. I'm not actually doing anything about the perceived problem. And I'm missing the opportunity of the moment by either being in anticipation or regret. So we got to get really good at catching worry when it happens. So what does worry sound like? What does it look like? And what does it feel like to you? Do you voice your worries? Do you replay them over and over in your head? Where do you hold your worry? Is it in your belly, in your heart, in your mind? I find most of my regret worry lives in my heart. My anticipation worry lives in my head and my gut. So I think we can all agree that worry doesn't really help whatever situation is happening in our lives. And yet we do it. So how is worry serving you? Does it give you a place to be instead of present in your life? And if you dig under that, why would you resist being present? Why are you afraid of your own power? Is there a fear that if you really were present, it would hurt or you would get hurt? Does worry keep you from being content in the moment? And why would you not want to be content? Do you not deserve it? For me, a lot of my worry is about a fear of loss. I'm afraid I'm going to lose the people in my life. I'm going to be alone and that hurts. I talk to clients who are absolutely sure they will be destitute. And so they worry about money and finances and how much stuff they have. Still others' biggest worry is how they are seen by other people. What would other people think of how they're living their life? There is something behind the worrier in you. What is it? Fear of what? Naming it helps me move out of it. Saying, for me, being worried about loss doesn't serve me. It exhausts me. When you worry about something terrible happening, your body doesn't actually know it isn't happening. And you stress your body. It moves you into a fight or flight response just by thinking about something terrible happening. And if we do it often enough, our bodies don't get a break from that response. And then we pile on with more worries. And then we don't feel good. Worrying actually has a physical impact on me. It jacks up my nervous system. It wastes a lot of energy. It makes it really difficult to be my best self and much easier to be cranky and tired and frustrated. So I'm trying to catch the worry, love it, and then let it go. And if you decide that worry is not for you, and you start to let it go, but you notice more, you might start to consider the source of your worry. For some of us, worry is a symptom of underlying beliefs. We see the story of our lives and we fit what happens into that belief set. So for instance, if you unconsciously believe that the world is out to get you, I imagine you see COVID in every crack and crevice and unmasked face and worry how it's going to get you. Your belief is that the universe is a place of abundance and prosperity. You might imagine the virus bringing a new way of life aligned with love and peace. It's the same virus. What belief creates your worry? I invite you to consider that your beliefs are something you do control. You can decide and change your beliefs. They are yours. I know I have a belief about worrying being helpful from my grandmother. She worried about all of us. And in her world, that worrying kept us all safe. She did worry about us, but she also loved. And at this point in my life, I would argue that her love helped us more than her worry did. So check in on some of those family beliefs in your life around worry and decide whether that belief is serving you. Does it feel good to worry? Or does it feel good to put down the worry? Sometimes whatever is happening is out of our control, and we choose to worry as a means to do something. I've had people say to me, but I have to worry about my daughter. She's making some really poor decisions. In the case I'm thinking of, we're talking about a fully adult daughter capable of making her own decisions. How does your worry help? What if instead of creating all the doomsday scenarios for what her life would be, which holds her in that victim stance, what if you saw her in her light? What if you anchored the light within you? In my world, we pick up energy from all the people around us. So that daughter, if you're worried, she may pick up on the worry and become doubtful that she can make good decisions in this life. But then if you're anchoring the light, then she has that light to notice and match in her own life. Well, there are a lot of worried people in our world right now. Consider that what you might be feeling could be worry from the collective that's healing and releasing. There's another option here. If you really don't have anything to be worried about but still feel worried, consider that you don't have to connect it to your story. You can just let it pass on by. So let's talk about a few things that I've tried to become aware of the worry pattern and catch it. So you can decide if you want to choose to do it a different way. Like I said, I can get myself tied up in knots considering the worst case scenarios out there. What if, instead of imagining the worst what ifs, we considered the best what ifs? Worry says the worst will happen and trust says the best will happen. Whenever I catch myself imagining the worst case scenario, I force myself to immediately imagine the best case scenario. Worried your child will be sick? Imagine her happy, healthy, and whole at a ripe old age. Trust that this can be so, even if you have no idea how you could possibly get there. As I've mentioned, worry has some sort of circling, spiraling energy to it that can be tricky to catch and bring it into your consciousness. So how do you stop the spiral and stop the spiral when it starts, not 3 weeks later? Like we did in the meditation, is a great opportunity to say, hello, worry, and then get curious what the source of the worry is, figure out if it's yours or grandma's or the world's, and imagine that worry surrounded by love and trust. The opposite of worry is love and trust. Imagine those energies filling your space, surrounding that worry. Notice how trust and love feel. And see if you're ready to set down the worry. What if you didn't worry? What would happen? When you're filled with love and trust, there's no room for worry. I find in this case, mantras are really helpful in stopping the runaway train of what-ifs in your thoughts. You catch your worry, and if they don't serve you, you can try repeating a mantra, an affirmation. They kind of open you up to receive, and they're a great way to replace an old belief with a new one. One I heard from Lauren Sky is, I'm willing to receive at my divine worth and value. Deepak Chopra says, I create my personal abundance from an infinite source. Nat Khan says, with each breath I take, I fully and completely accept myself. Worrying keeps us from our best selves, from the ones that, you know, go out and try. You can do this life. You're the only one who gets to do your life. And even if it's a little at a time, it's wonderful. You don't have to solve it all right this second. The worrier denies your power and your light and your joy. And it keeps us from our best selves, our vitality, our spirit, and our trust. When you are ready to step into your power, there's no room for worry. You can do this. I've seen a lot of worry lately. You aren't the only one worried, and yet I believe you can find the light within you and stand in your power. Love yourself that feels right. Love those close to you. Anchor that love and light within you. And notice how life changes. Okay, so like I said before, we're talking about worry. I absolutely love taking a look at your energy and telling you about what I see. So if you'd like me to look at Zific, affecting you feeling more like you, please call in 646-595-4274. And I'll take a look. I'll tell you what I see. All right, it looks like we've got a few already waiting. So area code 630, we're going to start with you. You're on the air. Area code 630, what's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm Lisa from the Midwest.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I really liked your talk today. I thought it was very good, and I agree with a lot of the stuff you said about worry. It's such a waste of your energy and time because probably three quarters or more doesn't even come true. And I mean, you can't do anything about the prices you're paying. You know, you try to shop the best you can. There's inflation. So you're going to worry about this. It will be gone in a year. And then there's something else you're going to worry about that you can't afford. And, you know, with money and things, I'm retired. But you just can't live your life like that because you could be in a constant state of worry. And it's just a waste of your
amazing
time. You know,
yeah,
everything always
I
works
agree
out. Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, it does. And, you know, you just work with what you have. No one ever said life is easy. It's not, you know, and that's just it. You got to kind of go with the flow a little bit. So, but anyways, my question is, I wanted to know what you see with a move for me. It's something I've really wanted for like a long time now, about 3 years, you know. And it didn't work out. I looked for about a year and a half, I'd say. But then with the pandemic and different things, I had to stop. I had made one bid, and that fell through. And then another one, just something happened, and it wasn't the right timing.
Okay.
So I'm wondering what you see with that. for this
year.
Well,
on the first image that I see you, and then it's as if you're standing next to a wall, and it's just a very, you know, a metaphor for a block. There's just a block between you leaving the place where you are and finding the other place. And
there is a block because what happened was there was like a roof leak and they have to fix it. And they're going to pay for me to have my ceiling, you know, repainted. It wasn't like major, but I mean, I can't sell this place without that done. And I'm hoping she's going to do it soon. The management company, I talked to her. So I just wonder, because I got to kind of have that done before I can look, because I want to buy first and then sell.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be in a position that they don't get this done. This is like from last October, and they had to wait for the weather to get better. And it just got past 50, degrees.
I think there's also another energetic component to the block. So that's like the physical manifestation of the block, right? And the energetic component of the block that I see for you is around happiness. So it looks like in your space, you have this idea that you can't be truly, fully over the top happy until you're out of this place, until you're into the new place.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that. Do you think that I think it's like a bad thinking. I've been thinking about that lately, that it's within you, that it's not the place. You know, it's not like you're going to be like a ton happier. You know what I mean?
Well, the opportunity is to be happy now.
Every day.
So that's, right? Like that's the challenge of this is like something in your mind or something in your history says, I can't be happy now. I can only be happy.
But I have been working on that. I've been really working on that. I'm doing a lot more stuff and going out a lot more places with the pandemic. I mean, do you see that kind of lifting? Because I work on it daily. I really do.
I think it's probably why I'm seeing it today, right? To be able to name it in a different way for you. And I see, so I mentioned it looks like a wall, right? And I just see you dismantling the wall. Like I see you really taking down pieces. And what's interesting about it is the more pieces you take out of the wall, it gets lower, right? And then you can kind of see over and see what's waiting for you. But that's kind of interesting, right? Because it almost reinforces the wall. Like you have to wait until you move, until you're happy. So I'm just going to
continue working on it. Continue working every day and enjoying each day. And do you see her like fixing this soon? I mean, she said it was supposed to be in the spring. We talked a couple weeks ago. Once the weather's past 50, 60, they can do it.
Yeah.
It's like a whole day job.
I don't see any reason it's not going to happen in this scenario. I see you continuing to work on just being you and being really happy to be you. And it's fascinating. The more you do that, the more of this drives forward, right? I could see where you're just been stuck behind this wall, but the wall is crumbling, the roof will get fixed. And the more that you can stay in that place of,
The more you'll attract the things, like including a place that you might like more, but it's not going to make you happy. But, you know, the more you'll attract all the good things.
That's what's fascinating, right? It'll be an even better place than you imagined.
How do you think, like, every day I do work on that, because sometimes I'm just really sad, but then, you know, like, I don't really like going into the city anymore of Chicago. I just don't like it around here anymore. I want to be, like, I'm in the, like, near suburbs, but I want to be where it's more quiet and just a nicer place and all that. But I think that I can do things like, you know, go more to the beach. And now that the weather's better, just keep on doing things outdoors and running and planning every day to do a couple fun things so that, you know, you just get happier with the things that you're doing if you do them. But, you know, just keep on doing that, especially with the spring and summer coming up because nature and being outdoors.
Yeah, and if there comes a time where, like, and if there comes a time where you feel like you really can't do something that day, you can still be happy with yourself.
Right. Like you
this
could
is
watch
like
an movie.
Inner. This is your inner happiness rather than the happiness that is outside of you.
Yeah, but I have to do something. I can't just sit around. You know what I'm saying? That makes me sad. You know, I know that
about
myself.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
So
I'm just going to keep on, like, working on that. And, like, I think part of it, too, is, like, let go and let God. Like, stop saying, like, stop yourself when you're thinking, like, oh, my God, I got to just find the place right away. They got to fix this right away. Like, let everything happen. You know, you're not going to call her now. You just talked to her a week and a half ago. It just got nice weather. Wait 3 weeks. See if it's fixed. If not, I can check back and say, I really, at that point, really do need this fixed soon because I hope to look and be honest with her, you know, that this is over 8 months now. And, you know, do you think she'll do that within a month without me having to, like, check back with her?
I don't think a squeaky wheel hurts in this situation. I think it's okay to contact her.
So do you think like about June that will be fixed so I can then get my place painted? Like you have to wait a few weeks to make sure that there's no more rain or anything, you know, going through.
It all is up to you maintaining that inner joy. So as that wall comes down, that's the timing of it. So I know that's not the answer that you want, right? You want a specific answer, but it's just, it's all based on your joy. What a crazy time.
Yeah, but you don't see them not doing it. You don't, they have to do this.
I think you will. I think that'll
happen. Okay. So,
thank you
I'm going to just continue.
For
I'm going to do that. Let go and let go.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Let's move on to our next caller. Area code 519. You're on the air. Area code 519. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Allie. It's Jennifer from Ontario.
Hi, Jennifer from Ontario. What's going on in your world today? What do you want me to take a look at?
Well, it seems like a lot of things are happening this week to a lot of people. My brother-in-law was found passed away yesterday morning. There's a crazy woman that keeps texting me incessantly that I'm casual friends with, who it's like she's gone insane and says, I've saved all these texts, I'm going to show the world. And I'm like, what's going on? It's just the energy is just right out there. Is it me or is it just the universe?
That's a great question. So I see, here's one of the images that I see. I see you standing confidently in your space with, like, you've got this shrug of your hands and your shoulders and you're like, what the hell?
Yes,
what is
exactly.
going on, right? I mean, that's just what you described to me. But what's beautiful about the image is that you're confident and calm in your space. And so all of this stuff can swirl around you. Yes, there is a lot up in our world right now. And you have done a lot of work up until this point, and you've already had a lot of this shift for you already. So, like, other people are kind of getting the crazy now, or you might have had it a couple of years ago, that you are in this place where you can watch it all go by and kind of go, that's interesting. Whereas, you know, there are other people who without that sense of self that would be pulled in a thousand different directions because there's energy that's trying to pull you in a thousand different directions.
Yeah.
But I see you just sort of really consciously just sort of looking at it and going, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me. Now, there's going to be a lot of things that come up for your family because your brother-in-law died. And I would say the more that you can bring your presence to those conversations and to that healing, the easier it will be. Because death can shake up a lot of people. But that even looks like something that when all is said and done and you look back on it, you'll be proud of how you showed up.
Good. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that help, or was there something more specific you're kind of...
Well, like, someone said to block this woman, but I'm not much of a blocker of people. I don't know why. I just have never done it. I am a good resistor. Is it better to block, or is it better just to, you know, let her spouse off and just ignore it? Like, I quit reading eventually, and I just don't even pay any attention to it. But
yeah, I guess I mean the answer to that is it's possible. There's a couple different scenarios that I can see here. If you block her, she'll get worse.
That's what I thought.
But that doesn't mean that you don't have a boundary with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's absolutely okay for you to have a boundary with people who have no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's something that's challenging for you. You know, you want everybody to kind of...
People, though.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. So she has no idea she's ruffling. Well, what's really interesting is it sounds like the text messages that she's sending are confrontational, right? Like conflict oriented.
Yeah.
But like, she doesn't really think of them that way. So I don't know. It's really, I don't know if she does have her full faculties.
Yeah. I was thinking a little bit of crazy train myself.
So in that way, there might not be much you can do, but I would highly encourage you to set a boundary for her, whether that looks like blocking her or whether that looks like a text or a conversation that says, I can't do this with you. I'm really sorry, but this isn't healthy for me. You're really uncomfortable in that conflict zone and setting that boundary. I can see that in your heart. So what I want to do is just sort of loosen up some of that energy in your heart space that says, like, ooh, I don't want to.
Yeah, that grounding you did, though, with the rainbow was great. That helped a lot.
Good. Yeah. Good. And so the this energy that's in your heart just says, like, it says, no, don't make me do it. And what if you did it? She's not going to hurt you more. I really don't see that as what happens here.
All right, good.
So really your growth here is about actually setting the boundary. That's part of why she's showing up like this in your life, is so that you can set it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Well, thank you
Thanks,
so much
Allie.
For calling in.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right, area code 720. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from? Area code 720.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Christy. Hi, Christy from Denver.
Hi, Christy from Denver. That's fun. I'm in Denver. do we know each other?
We do.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. This is a couple. I'm like, no, because okay. What do you want me to take a look at?
I figured as soon as you heard me talking. I am with an amazing team of people starting a new nonprofit to support the work of teachers. And I'm wondering what you see around that. And in particular, I really, boy, you were talking about worry. I didn't realize I was worried about it. But I want to know how I can be the best possible leader and how I can serve the team and our future teachers will be working with in the best way.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. The image that I see is I see you standing there, and then I see sort of the project as if it's this bubble of things. And I see you, like, sending it off. is it already at that stage, or am I just seeing the future when it's sort of its own thing?
I think that's far in the future. We're having our inaugural sort of retreat in May, so we're right at the beginning.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I see it. I see it as like a full mock-up, you know, like a design that's already created. And it's almost got this like utopia feel to it. Like it's that grand a vision that you
yes,
have.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yes.
Okay, so maybe what I'm seeing is the vision that you have for it. Okay. Well, I don't see the people, the other people. So I don't see the... I don't see that coming in. Let me just look for, like, you know, it's kind of funny to look for, like, what's hard about this or what's the problem? Because I think some of that might just be made up for you. Like, there isn't really that. It's just this, okay. like, amazing vision. So that looks like what would be most helpful here. I am going to... this is great. I'm just going to sort of fortify your space because there's some worriers on the team.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, so it's almost as if they, like I kind of talked about, like other people's worry can get in. So
yeah.
That looks to be like what's happening. So I'm just sort of fortifying your core of you so that as you walk into these meetings that the vision is what propels everyone.
Nice.
And then I'm just like pulling any extra team dynamic that might not be helpful. Okay. Yeah, there's some connections in your heart. So be careful with those. Like there's some connections in your heart to some of the team members. And I think it's even like to the purpose of the project. And the reason I say be careful is because it leaves you wide open there. And so small things can feel really big. And it's not that you should change it. You being heart-led here is a beautiful way to make this happen. I'm just mentioning it so that when it happens to you, you're not like, oh, the whole thing's falling apart.
Right.
Right.
Good.
Like it can just be that simple. Like it can be, oh, I'm got my heart wide open and that's why this hurts. Everything's fine. kind of thing.
Okay.
Or manageable. Let me say it that way. It's, you know, there will be problems and hiccups, but they're manageable in that space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right.
Thanks, Allie.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate
absolutely.
It. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah,
have a good day.
It's a wonderful show. Thanks, Allie. Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure. Gosh, and I think that takes us to just closing out the show. So, my gosh. Thank you all for calling in and let me take a look into the energetic side of you. This is truly my pleasure in this world, and I am so grateful I get to be a part of it like this. So, just as I wrap up the show, I want you to just take a moment to consider what came up for you during this talk today. What are you worried about? Can you get excited to get curious about the worry and fear and the sources of all that and the power in your life? You know, maybe like our one caller, you can stand in the turmoil and still know exactly who you are. So you might consider what messages you heard in the show today that were intended just for you. Maybe consider what I said that was challenging. What didn't you like? Did you find yourself in resistance? Or maybe there were parts that easily aligned. You could set some new belief sets. It could be as simple as, I love me, or some of the more complicated mantras I mentioned earlier. And take that time, allow yourself the time and space to contemplate, to meditate on the choices you have and what matters to you in this life. What makes you feel good and what sounds good to you? Where is that joy within you? And to close out the show, I want to remind you to love yourself even more. Even more than you do right now. You could love yourself more. I know you can. We are all love and loved and loving. And I want to inspire you to find that spiritual freedom to let yourself be you. To be so in love with you that you shine. A Light Insight is all about empowering you to be you. And so I am here to use my voice to bring light insights from the realm of your soul, your physical being on earth. And it's my truth that we are all spiritual beings in bodies. And my work, my play is in the field of energy because we're all energy. All of these vibrations, all of our bodies, all of it. So I have some events coming up in the new year. So I want you to check my website, alightinsight.com, alightinsight.com for all the details. A few highlights this month, on Tuesday, April 26th, I'm going to be doing a live Zoom event, so you can join from anywhere. And I'll be taking the questions. I'll be taking questions from the group of people gathered. And I just offer group healings on the topics that we cover. It's a lot like a radio show in that people call in and somehow it applies to everybody who's listening. But it's a lot smaller. I limit the event to just 10 people. And it's only $15 a person. So it's quite a deal. It's just one of those things I love doing. And I just describe the images that I see for that person and set an intention for healing for all at the event. So you can sign up on my website. Again, it's alightinsight.com. And the date for that is Tuesday, April 26th, and it's at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific. I also teach meditation, just like we started out the show. I teach a class every Wednesday. The class is only 15 minutes because I want you to jump in to the class, reset your day, and go back to your day. So it's every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, or that's 10 a.m. Pacific. And I love giving readings. That's really what I'm all about. And I will give a half an hour free to anyone who mentions the radio show when you make your appointment. So it's definitely worth taking a step, make an appointment, give it a try. It's all on my website. So please know that I am so grateful for you, for being a part of this universe with me, for shining your light. Together we shine even brighter. Your light as to the light in the universe. And for that, I am eternally grateful. And I just want to take one pause for those affected by war in our world. Some are more affected directly than others by this war, but truly all of us are affected by war in our world. And just send our love and light to those in need. Thank you. I am so grateful for your time and attention. They are precious resources on our journey of life. And I wanted to give you one last quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. It says, each minute we spend worrying about the future and regretting the past is a minute we miss in our appointment with life, a missed opportunity to engage life and to see that each moment gives us the chance to change for the better, to experience peace and joy. Your presence on the show, listening to the show, helps me to shine my light even brighter. Many thanks for who you are in this world. Bye for now and have an amazing day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.